Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
The Bible says when we lift our hands, it is like the evening sacrifice to our God. Worship him. Lord, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Shirarabaya kum shararabaya. Ularabashanabaya. Lord, we bless your name, we bless your name. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh God. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. I know that man, remember the song of Galilee. Let's sing it together. He has done. He has forgiven.
And send the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee.
I know that man.
I know the man of Galilee.
He has done so many.
He has done so very much for me.
He has forgiven.
He has forgiven me of my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I am the man of Galilee. I guiding me.
He has done so many miracles.
He has done so very much for me.
He has forgiven me
all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are glorious and magnificent. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, la kapashara.
You are the one doing what no man can do. How excellent is your name.
You are the one doing what no king can do.
How excellent is your name.
You are the one doing what no doctor can do.
How excellent is your name.
You're the one doing what no man can do.
How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, my God. How excellent is your name.
Excitedly, then to your neighbor by the right and the left, and give the neighbor a warm handshake and a warm smile, and tell them welcome to church. Today we want to talk about the glory of the new creation. So while I was thinking, when I was coming to church, I was speaking to myself, Lord, what is truly the glory of the new creation? What is really the focal point? So that in 30 minutes I'll be able to hit something light. Because there's a lot. Amen? So one point that will be very vital and really impactful in the hearts of people if they hear this morning. He said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. He said, I will take... Now, this is a prophecy. If you read beforehand, before here, God was speaking about the prophecy of the new creation. Alright? If there's a new creation, then there is an old creation.
Alright? And so you know, the old creation is the fallen state of what? Man. I called it fallen because it is popularly known as fallen. Are we together? Probably in a very wise way, based on the wisdom of God in the scriptures, you can say distorted state of man. When you say falling, why I negate it sometimes, because you are suggesting man was okay before he fell. Man was not in the perfect realm as supposed by God before he fell. And scripture is like maths. The Bible said, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are some things that cannot just work in mathematics. Alright? Science students, are you people here? You understand what I'm trying to say? There are some things that can't work. You can't have a minus sign. You know, just a minus sign can just distort an answer. Hope you know what I'm... Have you been there before? You just mistakenly put one minus sign and you travel from north to south and you arrive in one stupid answer. And you're like, no. Probably you knew the answer, you know, especially when you are practicing for an exam, that you know the answer. So you wanted to practice the exercise that was done in class. You actually know the answer probably is -3. Then when you are done solving, you were so excited, sharp. Then you saw 14, -14 or 14 or whatever. Or 26. They say answer is -3. Well, how the hell did you get 26? Have you been there before? In fact, some would solve, they will not even see answer. Answer is not coming out. Now, what is wrong with this answer? Because you actually just missed one thing. That is why, in fact, I probably should have started from here, 2 Timothy 2:17. It says, and their message will spread like cancer. Paul here was trying to distort wrong doctrines in our hearts. We actually giving heed to wrong doctrines. Let's go back to 16 a little bit. But shun profane and what? Idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Right? Maybe 15 again. Be diligent to show yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly what? Dividing the word of truth. Meaning you can wrongly what? Divide all. Please listen very attentively, because I've observed that Satan is... There's a way Satan makes Christians to just ignore the place of sound doctrine. A lot of Christians don't really care about sound doctrines. Especially in an apostolic age. Not trying to insult, but I've been there for a while. I can boldly say from the onset of the apostolic age. In this country, you know, somebody's looking at me and say, yes, when they started making waves from the year, you know, I think I was kind of amongst it, even if I was very small that time. So I can only say, in the apostolic, to an extent, in Nigeria, not generally from the Bible days, when it began to metamorphose from Nigeria, somehow people began to neglect sound doctrine. It's not like they are saying we neglect it, but they don't really care about it. You know, the way they do their things, they don't really care about, not that they've told everybody that we don't care about sound doctrine, but the way they are moving, they don't really have regard. It seems like there's no regard for what? Sound doctrine. Not just the apostolic, even regular church settings, some sort of, you know, as long as the church is increasing, as long as we're succeeding, what is success in terms of buildings and etc., more people, then we don't really care. The church is growing. You know, one time I was speaking to a young pastor and He said, God is faithful, we are making wave, we are growing. And I said, how? He said, our numbers are increasing and the rest. I said, okay, so how about your doctrines? Let's vet it. What are your beliefs? What have you been teaching? What are the trainings you are giving the people and the rest? And I found that it was quite limited. So I said, they are not growing. No. You'll be so shocked one day when you hear what happens in that church. So I said, you have to really, you know, people can gather, but to manage them is different. And managing schemes in the realm of the spirit, I mean, from God's perspective for the church, is different from that of the world. All right?
the church now, you may, for the world now, they may decide that, okay, to be making these people come every time, we'll be cooking for them, maybe sharing ice cream. So they go and announce that in that church, they share ice cream. Next Sunday, people come again. Jesus only shared food once in church, isn't it? The next time when they came because of food, he said, I am the bread of life. If you eat me, you will not hunger anymore. So he was actually insinuating that they came because they were what? Hungry. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? So it happens. Sometimes, people, when pastors test that waters and see that people like it, it's actually so tempting. To stop it is very difficult. When 2-3 Sundays, people came and ate lunch in your church. They survive on your church. It's very difficult to now stop it. Because it is very obvious to you as a pastor that this is the reason that they are coming to church. So how do you want to stop it? The moment you stop it, it drops. Because that's not the scheme God gave us as a church to sustain souls. Alright? It said, man shall not live by bread alone. Meaning, if you live by bread alone, there will be a problem. If you are living your life just being conscious of food and the effects of food on your body, you are in trouble. If the reason why you think you are in sound health is because you eat well, then you are in trouble. Alone, not just eating well, all right, but eating well alone, you just feel like, because I am fulfilling the seven classes of food plus roughages, I am sound, I'm okay, isn't it? And there are other countries that seem to be doing better than us, right? Like the US and the rest. Do you hear the rate of cancer and how that people are dying daily? Are you hearing it or not? It's happening. High rates with that kind of their food. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's so high. You know, one time I was watching the news and they were talking about Bill Gates, one of the guys that thinks is rich. They were talking about one of his impact, and they said, He was suggesting it is something outrageous during the COVID that I'm finding difficult to forgive him, but God has forgiven him. Joking with lives that the vaccine should be tested first in Africa. And I was wondering, we are the lab rats, yes. It is us they use to test vaccine, whether it works well or not. I was wondering. Then, somehow, he now prophesied, him and his wife, I think it was joint prophecy, that the blood of Africans will be spilled on the street like goats. And it didn't happen. Alright? COVID came and we caught cruise with COVID in Nigeria. Oh my God. The kind of crews our government catch with COVID. They say in Benue one time, how many thousands of people had COVID? I was like, who? Which Benue? In fact, they had one rehabilitation center. Where is it, sir? The thing has closed, but now they use it to do another thing. Before, it used to be this thing. The COVID has cleared. Hallelujah to Jesus. All the people inside have gone. Deal sealed. Hallelujah to Jesus. We were shocked. You cry, Nigeria. Oh my God. Were you seeing the number of people that had COVID on TVC every morning? Oh my God. How many million? Every day, the million, they'll add 3 million per day. You know what the US guys, they were now sending help. They don't know this country. Oh my God. They were sending help. They share palliative corrupt inside a storehouse. Nobody enjoyed COVID. In fact, we collected COVID-19 loan. We played with this thing. We played with Africa. Africa. Oh my God. We are really the giant of Africa. And some of you now, 80% of you are owing COVID-19 loan. And you have sworn in your heart that you will not pay. Some of you have changed your accounts. You know the account they are targeting, so you just put 2,000 inside the account and put in. You know, Nigerians are wonderful people. So he wanted, even them, they are frustrated at us. They were really tired for us. Amen. So they thought they were joking, and you know, some of us that are quite good scientists, we looked at the virus, we look at the constituent of the virus, and we say it cannot even survive the heat of Makurdi. Before it gets from one individual to another, it will die. So we're not even wondering. We're just wondering how did it enter Makurdi? Even if it will enter any state in this, this, it cannot be Makurdi. Because even now, just people will say there's heat if they come to our church now. Some of them will run outside. Because there is very cold. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But yet, COVID-19 was here in a very high measure. Alright? So they said all the rubbish. You know, they prophesied that we'll never have, that's Bill Gates, we'll never have a day where we'll do social gathering again. You people need to read deeper. You know, somehow they say if you want to hide something from an African man, you should put it in a book. I believe those days are gone in the name of Jesus. You know, one time we were doing an elective course in geography while I was a student, those days. And I found out that one of the ways to control population is even, what do they call it? There's a word they call it, mortality. Increase. I know maternity is the one women used to go for. Mortality and death. So, you see, they say they want to increase rate of death. The increase in death should be a way to control population. So, the day I was reading it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I thought that there was a mistake in that book. Because it was an elective. So, when I was reading that part, I had to clear my eyes and say, to control population, people have to die. This is what intelligent people are suggesting. That's why they are not God. There are some people that the kind of money they have, they are even thinking they are God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They want to help the world. To them, they want to help the world become better. The answer for the world is Jesus Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Not their own ideologies. Whatever they say they want to do, it will cause trouble. You know, and you see people that are not intelligent insulting the church and saying we're disturbing, you know. Well, the church is disturbing, the church is disturbing, the church is saying rubbish, the church is blah, blah, blah. We know what we are saying. And one of their major targets was Christianity. You see, if you want to get, for instance, remember the devil. He wanted to get Jesus, alright? He now declared that all firstborn be killed. Alright? So they wanted to kill all the firstborn children in an entire state because of one child. Isn't that amazing? One child, they want to kill every firstborn in a state, in a country. That's how far Satan can go to get just one person that is in alignment with the Holy Spirit. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So Satan wants to get the church. He now went to true religion. You know, they say one word religion. Isn't it interesting that in that season all these stupid ideologies were rising? People are advocating what is the connection between COVID-19 and one world religion? And we had some servant of the devil wearing white and white that went for the meeting. They said they were bishops. So they went and stood for we Christians. We now wrote a letter to them that you are standing for your church, not for Christians. Maybe it's your church that they call Christianity. We were not part of your Christianity. They went there with their score cap and everything, and they went to sign. In fact, they signed that Christianity and Islam and Buddhism and some people that worship some stupid gods, you know, were now one. And we are wondering, these people don't understand the things of the Spirit. Jesus did not say, I am one of the ways. He said, I am the way. See, listen, you respect other religion. We don't insult them. Alright? We don't insult them at all. I can't insult a Muslim. No. I respect their beliefs, but I don't agree with their beliefs. Do you get what I just said? I respect their belief. I respect their personality. I don't agree with it. If I see to the Muslim, I will tell him that you are wrong and what I'm saying is right. I did not insult him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And I will not insult his beliefs. But Jesus said, I am the way. Meaning when you meet anybody in any religion, preach to them the way. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Preach to them the way. And it takes a Christian on fire to understand this. Not religious Christian. Pastor Chris will say this for many years. That Christianity is not a religion. Never mistake Christianity for a religion. We are not one of the world's religions. For many years, probably fathers of faith would have portrayed it like that. But we are not one of the world's religions. Because Revelation is progressive. And in their time, they felt we are one of the world's religions. But we are not. In fact, when Jesus came to the earth, he made it clear that we are not a religion. Because some practices that have been existing before he came, he distorted all of the practices. Isn't it? Are you in church this morning? He scattered it. Some wells that were dug by their fathers of faith, which were symbolic for them as something special and glorious, Jesus insulted the wells. I mean, there was a woman fetching from the well of that Jacob himself dug. It was a spiritual well to them. And Jesus looked at them and he said, if you know who is talking to you, when she refused giving him water, he said, you wouldn't tell him to dig a well in your heart, cause out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living. You don't need a well to fetch from here so that you feel like you are fulfilling any right. And one of the things she said, Jerusalem is the right place for worship. He said, no, Jerusalem is not the right place for worship on the mountain. Because they believe that if you are not worshiping God in Jerusalem on a mountain, a specific mountain, all right, then you are not worshiping God rightly. That's religion. Even till date, you know, I'm not against somebody going to a mountain to pray. But if you think that God is in a mountain, you are a joke. He's in the spirit. And that's why Jesus said, God is what? Spirit. And they that must worship him was what? So he's not on a mountain. You don't encounter God on a mountain. You encounter God in the spirit. If you encounter God in the spirit on the mountain, fine. But you can encounter God in the spirit in your bedroom. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Because I've seen some people idolize these mountain things. That if they want an encounter, they climb a mountain. You are just on a physical rock. The real rock you need to climb is Christ Jesus. Are you here tonight? So Christianity is not a religion. It is a life of God pulsating through our spirit to our body to other people upon the face of the earth. Finding expression through our lives. Our bodies. Alright? And of course it has to find expression through our bodies. Because except the word is made flesh, it never dwelt amongst men. It was never possible for it to dwell amongst men. And men were never given the privilege to what? Encounter the glory of God full of what? Grace and what? Truth. Are you here tonight? This is why you have to rightly divide the word of truth. Because if you misunderstand God's word or assume God's word, you will not get the desired results. Why? I've said this several times. We are beings of knowledge. God created us, you humans, as beings of knowledge. We can never be better than the information on our inside. The information on your inside determines the quality of your personality. Are you listening to me tonight? The Bible said in 3 John 2, he said, dear beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health. Look at it. Prosper in life, be in health. But he said, it's a function of your soul. Even as your soul prospers. In other words, even your financial prosperity, even your health prosperity is tied to your mental health. It's tied to the information on your inside, in your soul. And you will get what I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. In other words, God is saying you are sick today because of your mentality. God is saying you are poor today because of your mentality. Because the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his, so is he. He said, out of the abundance of the mouth speak. So God has not created us to just say everything. I remember yesterday, I was speaking with some of our guys, were somewhere, and they made a terrible statement. One of them made a terrible statement. So I laughed. I said, you don't think deep? You know, I was joking. I said, you people just joke. You don't think deep. You think you just joke. This word is waiting for you in the future. I said to her, this word you just said is waiting for you in the future. Don't joke. It was just a little joke. And she didn't see it like a problem at all. You know, some people, they don't want to give birth with stress. They just want to give birth, you know. And it's supposed to be like that. It will be like that for you in the name of Jesus. Today I have some mysteries in my heart. I don't know why women have to cry. Why does it have to be painful before they give birth? I don't just know, but God is great. Amen. So, when one of them was like, Pastor, not Pastor, to a friend. They just tear me and remove the baby. Everything's finished. I was there. I beg you, I don't like stress. I said, hey, teacher. I said, hey. I said, come here. She just started laughing. I said, don't laugh. You think you have... It's just 3-4 years. Somebody will marry you. Before you know, you'll be on this bed. And I said, but you've said words already. You said what? The Bible said every idle word you speak will be used against you in judgment. Meaning when you speak words, you position either demons or angels to act. It's a law in the spirit. You know, when we say things like this, some people are wondering whether we know what we're saying. You think that God created you to eat food with your mouth? Huh? Most of you here, you think your mouth. What is mouth for? For chopping. No! That's not the primary purpose of your mouth. Not for eating food, burger, shawarma. That is not why God created you. When God was thinking about mouth, it's not food. He now puts in the spirit. Mouth equals to food. No! Your mouth was given to you primarily for creating your world. By the word of God. Not negating the word of God. By the word, create your world. You are created in God's image and likeness. Think about it. What does God use his mouth to do? The Bible says in the beginning, God started eating amala. And he was eating yangyo. And he said yangyo was very sweet. Man, eat. It's not against us eating food. But that's not the first thing he did with his mouth. Learn from your true image, your perfect mirror. The reflection about yourself. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you guys here? If I catch you touch phone in church while I teach, I will not walk outside the church. I will walk you outside the church. You will not stop my ministry. Me, I will stop you on your own. You will push you. If it's a light, right? You know, I just trust God for this grace of one of my pastor friends in church. Oh my God. He doesn't joke at all. I told people a story one time. People were dancing. Some two boys were just sitting down watching, maintaining their steeze. When praise was done, he wanted to preach. He said, choir, play a song. Two of you come outside. We're dancing for God. All of you are thinking you're big boys. Two of you dance for God. Church, sit down. Let's watch them. The two boys started dancing for like 10 minutes for God. When they were done dancing, they continued teaching. I say, hey, which kind of mind is this one? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So don't steer that grace. The grace is here. Don't steer it. Amen? Are you here? So that is what your mouth was created for primarily. Not for what? Eating food. God is your perfect reflection. Are we together? He said, I've created you in my word, image and word likeness. Are you guys here tonight? That is why we don't joke with what? Sound doctrine. Now, you saw the effect of sound doctrine by the words of Jesus in Matthew 15:9, right? Let's see it briefly. Especially in the NLT's rendition. I think it was NLT that said it's just a farce or something like that. Or probably the Amplified rendition. Matthew 15:9. Relate the two. Two of them gave beautiful, yeah. It said their worship is a what? For they what? Teach man-made ideas as what? Commands from God. So we understand the word fast. You know, give me another rendition. Amplify rendition. It said, uselessly they do worship me. Uselessly. For they teach as doctrine the commands of men. You know what it means? It's just like missing a target. Alright? Missing a target. You want to get something, then you miss it. Alright? That's what the writer actually try to capture, you know, from the words of Jesus. It's just like you're trying to get something. There's a game like that. You take what's the name of that game? So you throw it and you're trying to get into a circle, isn't it? So, how does it relate to what I'm trying to teach and for worship now? You come to church, you really have a desire to serve God, isn't it? Everybody loves God. Do you know that? There's nobody that hates God. Everybody loves God. Everybody wants to live for God. But it is finding that sufficient grace on your inside to live for God that is a problem with many people. Many people cannot touch that sufficient grace on their inside that can enable them to live for God. But they really want to live for God. A lot of people know that stealing is bad. Do you get what I'm trying to say? A lot of people know that fornicating is bad. Adultery is bad. But many people cannot touch that grace on their inside that can enable them to what? Live above all of these desires from their flesh. You know, that's where Paul stood from in Romans 7:14. And he said, The things I don't want to do, I found myself what? Doing them. Now when it goes down to 16, 18, thereabout, he said, O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Then he said, in 8:1, which is a continuation, he said, there is now no what? Condemnation. Now, at the tail of chapter 7, he thanked God. He said, but I thank God for the cross. Now he's about to enter into the new realm. He said, but I thank God for the cross of Jesus. Then in Romans 8:1, he said, there is now no what? Condemnation to them who are in what? Because they don't walk after the manner of the flesh, but after the manner of the spirit. Are you guys here tonight? They don't walk after the flesh, but after what? The spirit. And if you look at it vividly, the reason why they couldn't live above the desires of the flesh was because they were trying to live by a means that cannot remove sin from their life. Even though it was a religious means, what was that? The law. The law. What is the law? Romans 10 kind of gives us an idea, a general idea of the law. In verse 1 of Romans 10, the Bible says, Paul speaking and asking the whole church to pray for Israel to be saved. Somehow he's giving you an idea that the people are religious does not mean that they are saved. Alright? He said, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they be what? So it means you can be in a church bowing your head, raising your head, and you are not saved. That is why you see that after the service you just go straight to a beer parlor because you are not saved. Are you people getting out trying? You don't like what I'm saying? Huh? Are you in church today? Or probably you are enjoying the religion. I hope you know that people that live wrongly will go to hell. If you hate me today because I'm telling you the truth, you will love me tomorrow when you are in heaven. You'll be happy. It's the truth. Whether you like it or not, A is not B and B is not A. It's the truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And if you observe, any sin God says you should not do, you know, some people think God is just biased. He will just sit down somewhere and say, live for me. You know, some white guys, they think like that. You just sit down somewhere and say, live for me. What of living for myself? Living for God is actually living for yourself. Think about it. Everything he says you should not do is for the good of yourself. People that smoke are liable to die early in life. God doesn't want you to smoke. Somebody say, where did God write it in the Bible that I should not smoke? In the prophecy of the new covenant, the Bible says, all right, while we're reading in Isaiah 36:26, the part of scripture I started with, it says, Ezekiel 36:26, it said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I'll take the heart of what? Stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of what? Flesh. Alright. Kind of saying this thing in another style. But I want to say it in the way it should be said. That's Jeremiah 31:33. So you see, one of the focal points of the ministry of the new covenant, the focal point is that God wants to change our hearts. Are you seeing that? He didn't talk about more miracles yet, more power yet, even though it should abound more, because the consecration is better. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Are you people get what I'm trying to say? The consecration is what? Better. Are we together? He said, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house. Now, God was saying through a prophet in the Old Testament for the New Testament, right? He said, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I'll put my law in their mind, and I'll write it on their heart, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, somebody is wondering, where did the Bible say we should not smoke? God says the new covenant is not going to have laws written on tablets of stone. Alright? It's going to be in our hearts. In other words, God is going to teach you His word and cause you to understand wrongs from right all by yourself. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Let's go further to read. I think He says something even more interesting in verse 34. It said, no more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for the Lord... Now, look at it carefully. He said, I'll put the Lord in your heart. Then the next part of scripture is talking about knowing the Lord. In other words, if you don't know the Lord, you will not know what is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It's in knowing light that you can discover darkness. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Light helps you to know what is wrong from what is right. Because God is light. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So without the light of God, via the word of God, by the Holy Spirit in your life, you cannot tell what is wrong from what is right. In other words, when you know the Lord, then it will be fulfilled that now the law is in your heart. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And somehow you fulfill this scripture in 2 Corinthians, rush there, 10 and 5. Firstly, in verse 4, it said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. There's a fight. We're in a fight. What is the fight? Satan wants his ideas to rule the world. God wants us to subject Satan's idea in this world. He wants us to make sure that as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. We are the tool through which God can cause this to become a reality. That's why in 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, the Bible speaks about we inheriting the kingdom, bringing the kingdom of heaven to find an expression on the earth. Are you guys here tonight? So see what the Bible says. It said, for the weapons of our warfare, pulling down Satan, tell him, come down, you're already down. Because God threw him from heaven. He said, woe, and he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth for the what? Accuser of the brethren as what? But when he came to the earth and was dead, buried, and resurrected, he said, now, somebody say now. All authority has been given to me in the heavens and on the earth. Then he said, go make people without no limitation. There's no limitation. In Hebrews 2:14, say, he that had power over death, he that had before, he had power over death, the devil has been what? Destroyed. Now, when Jesus was walking on the earth, he said, I've given you disciples power over the power of the enemy. When he resurrected, he said, now all power and authority is given to me. So Satan's ability, Colossians 2:14-15, has been what? Emptied. It has been emptied. And it was emptied via the resurrection. The resurrection emptied all of his ability. Oh death, where is thy sting? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So Satan had power, but when Jesus was dead, Jesus' ministry was enacted, initiated in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So don't think that all the time he was walking on the earth, the New Testament ministry has started. No. The New Testament ministry is a function of what? The resurrection. Are you guys here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? So somebody may be saying, I was meditating yesterday and I said to myself, there's a part of the Bible that says the disciples came to Jesus and said, Master, demons succumb to us at your name. Demons succumb to us at your name. We binded. We saw Satan fall like lightning, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, like they saw lightning falling down. They are trying to explain how that Satan was scattered before their very eyes from the lives of people. And Jesus was not moved. Can you remember? He was not moved. He said, don't just be happy that you are doing all of these things. Just rejoice. What should get you to rejoice is that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He was not trying to tell them to be careful to make heaven. No. He was trying to make them understand that seek deeper things. Seek deeper things. The Lamb that will be slain to take away the sins of the world was not yet slain yet. He was saying, desire what brought me here. What brought Jesus to the earth? The new creation reality. The new man. His new kingdom. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So he says, seek those things. Let your name be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be a partaker of the reality I'm trying to bring. Seek those kind of things. Alright? And while I was thinking about it, something dropped in my spirit. Because I saw a video. And do you know why it's important that I share these things to you? Because if you are not aware of it, you'll be thinking like that. Because it's everywhere on the, in the internet. What's that? I saw a man of God said he casted a demon, and 5 years later the demon came to him because he didn't have the rank to cast the demon. And I said, but the disciples didn't even know what rank was. They were in the most basic level, and they saw Satan fell from heaven like lightning, according to them. They were not even filled with the Holy Spirit. You are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you are desiring a rank. That's such a scripture is called, according to the Bible, it's called adulterous revelation. It's a caricature. It's a sin. In fact, maybe it's even a sin against the Holy Spirit. Because what kind of a mentality is that? How can you say a born again child of God full of the Holy Spirit should look forward to a rank that will permit him to cast certain demons? How many demons are in this world? Number one question. How many of you know all the demons in this world? Maybe you know them. Okay, how many of you know a few? See, you are denying them. You are denying your the knowledge of demons, you know. Amen? There are a lot of demons like Laviata. And that's the one young people know. You people know Laviata, right? Don't pretend you know Laviata. See, they are denying. Christians are denying. Laviata is not proud of you guys. It's Laviata. Say, Laviata, it has to do with lust, alright? Huh? Lost it. You people don't know what lust means. You've never heard the word lust? Oh, interesting. Hallelujah to Jesus. I've heard, okay? It has to do with lust, alright? Seeing all this immorality and the rest. So, a lot of young people had to know it because probably they were trying to get of it. Are we together? And, this is Doma demon, Oleku, and this team demon, Azor spirit, they are all demons. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. Igala have? I don't know. Etc. Igede people, do you people have demons? You don't? Oh, you are not aware. You know, we went to Forberia in Igede land. One place they call Ijinla Igbila. Ingila Igbila. Ingila Igbila. There's a way they call the name. Do you people know that place I'm calling? We climb mountain for like 1 hour. The village is on a mountain. But we were wondering, we're saying, all these old people, how do they climb the mountain? Come and see one old woman climb. She passed us. With something on her head, she passed us. I said, what? That was not all. They were farming on the mountain. You know, mountain is in a slanting position. People were farming. Not young people, old people. They were farming slanting. We were wondering how to climb, but people were farming on it. The people are wonderful people. The one we climbed, we saw some demonic, some dirty buildings, I mean. And we didn't get the names. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you people have. I'm trying to show you that you have a shrine in your place. You have shrines. One time we went for my wife's father burial when he died many years ago. I was passing one path that leads to their village, and I saw advertisement. Guess the advertisement. The herbalist wrote his phone number. Hi, herbalist. He wrote his phone number. He said that in case you need his services, you should call this number. Herbalists need technology to move business. I'm sure they are on Facebook now. They are boosting their ads and things like that. Somebody is boosting ad and is telling you to come and apply for something. Why not just speak to Facebook and say boost? But they had to boost it. The demon does not work with form of Mark Zuckerberg. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I saw it. I was laughing in the bus. I said, hey, see the advertising. The man is advertising that if you need his services. And what are their services? You go there, you say, there's one man fighting in my office, block a star. They block the star of the person. That's if they can block star. I don't know. Do they know how to block star? If they know how to block star and you are not spiritual, you're on your own. No? They will block your star. Oh. They say pray in the spirit. You are playing Ozeba. I've been saying that. and they now go to block your star, it will block. Oh, are you getting what I'm trying to say? I was hearing a pastor yesterday, coincidentally, he said somebody that repented, that did charm for somebody, came and repented and was telling him the charm because she's now born again. That somebody in her office seems to be having more favor than her. So she went to her mother. The mother took her to somebody. Say, follow me. And when they went, they transfer star. Me, I was wondering because I don't really know all those things. They transfer star. So they carry the lady's star and put it on the other person. So this was having promotion. Satan, they make her state whatever, coordinator. That one was still in one place. They will promise to promote her when it's time to remove the name. I say, this kind of things used to happen. So the pastor now said, now that you have repented, will you now promote her all the promotion she has not gotten? He said, he started laughing. And do you know God has forgiven that witch? That's how merciful God is. Though. He can forgive. That's why Jonah had a problem with God before he got to Nineveh. They were going to say, God, I know before I reach there, you change your mind. Jonah wanted God to deal with them because the deal was that, go, you should. I want to show these people something. Go, Jonah. God is like, Jonah is like, I know you. You will make mouth that you do something. If I reach there now, I want to declare judgment. You now say, don't do it. Amen. And truly, it happened though. As they were going, God said, see, Jonah, you know I'm not going to do that kind of thing. He got offended and said, I'm going back. Then suddenly, God said, you will not go back, or you must go. You must go. When he entered the ship to go back, the thing was having problem. The people said, no. There's a problem in this place. Before they pointed him, he raised his hand. He said, I have the problem. I know that the reason why people are seeming to have us is because of me. And you know, things happen like that. Imagine that there's a young man they want to kill in Vandikia, and is in a bus with you traveling to Lagos. Do you know Satan may want to kill that young man, all of you in that bus, because of that young man? Do you know it happens? Because of one young man. Be spiritual, you are not hearing. Some little things, these demons are ants in the spirit. When you go to heaven, if you die, for instance, which you will not die, but imagine you are playing Davido and a demon came to attack you and you die, which you will die actually. And are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It? If you like, look at me one kind. Is it true that I'm telling you? A demon came to you, you are playing Femme, my brother, Femme. Brother, you don't do one thing, Femme. And a demon came with cutlass. Your head will be removed. Hope you know that. Now imagine you are dead and you won't go to heaven safe. Because you are listening to a word, you will go to hell. It's the truth. If you like, burn your face. Is die and see why playing that song. You will go to hell. It's the truth. You know, some people will say, Pastor, they judge me. You know, I don't like to talk sometimes. Just try and die and see. Just see. Or if you think we are joking, go and find one demon trouble and play the song. And play the song. Then when you die, you go straight to hell. And when you get to hell, I wanted to even talk about those that will go to heaven. Now, leave those ones, because that one, their own are finished. Let's talk about those that will go to heaven. You know, because if you go to hell, that's not the end for you. Don't think you'll be in hell crying every day and saying, I die. No, you won't have chance like that. A time will come, they will take hellfire and throw inside lake of fire. Don't think it's intensity of fire, that the fire will not be hotter. You're like, before you are doing, ewo, now you're doing, my God, that's not it. What lake of fire? Lake of fire is not literal. Alright? It is figurative. What it will do is that it will end the existence of hellfire. You know what that means? Hell. Oh, let me explain like this. You have dustbin in your house, isn't it? There's a major dustbin that minor dustbins are thrown into. And when you take minor dustbin to major dustbin, they burn it to end the existence of your ways being. That's what lake of fire does. So you'll be ended forever. That means your name and your name will never be known again. Nobody will ever. You know the way something just stop existing? Huh? You just stop existing. Not that they'll say you have died. No, you just don't exist again. Is that terrible? That's why Jesus said to Adam, he said, how did he say it? He said, guard the way to the tree of life so that they don't eat in that wrong state and live forever. Meaning God does not want a man in a wrong state to live forever. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Very important. That is why you should not sin. You know, sometimes when we talk like some people, Pastor, we will sin our sin, leave us. It's the truth we are telling you. Many people don't understand that God does not hate the sinner. He hates the sin. He does not hate the sinner. What does God hate? The sin. It's your sin that God hates, not you. He loves you. The Bible says he died for us while we were still what? Sinners. He knows the effect of sin in your life. That is why he brought the new covenant. The Bible said in Hebrews 7, he said if the first covenant was okay, there would have been no need for a new one. I wish I was able to hit this so much, but I'm out of time already. You would have seen how that Christians, so-called Christians for instance, you know, Paul was angry about that in 1 Corinthians 5, if you remember, around 10, he said, it's not my business to judge unbelievers, but it is my right to judge believers. Then he said, there are some so-called Christians that practice specific sins. He called the sins. You can put ETC at the end. He said, they are still immoral. They are so-called Christians. Paul was offended. Then he said at the end, he said, don't even eat or sit with those kind of people. He said, don't eat with them. Nothing is more painful in the spirit than somebody that you think is a Christian misbehaving. That he will come out and say, I'm a Christian. The next moment you see him vibing to worldly songs. You are just a disgrace to kingdom. And the Bible calls you in Matthew 5. It calls you the problem of the kingdom. God said, if you are not for me, you are against me. He said, if you are not helping solve the problem, you are the enemy. Did you read it in the Message translation? Can you remember about scripture? Matthew what? Matthew 12:30. Give me the Message rendition. I want everybody to read the Message rendition. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you here? Let's read, everyone. This is war. Life is what? War. Life is what? Life is what? Tell your neighbor, this is war. He said, and there's no neutral ground. Some of you thinking that you can just be a Christian that is neither hot nor cold. No, there is no middle Christian. No middle Christian. He said, if you are not on my side, God speaking, these are the words of Jesus. He said, you are the enemy. Meaning, if God is not using you, Satan is using you. You may not believe it, but Satan is using you. Don't you know when you play worldly song, you are allowing Satan use you? You are allowing Satan promote the songs through you. You are the reason those guys are getting richer. Don't you know that? That is why you should influence, attack more. Go, get into gospel song more. That's what I'm trying to say. Because you empower the kingdom when you listen to gospel song. That's why I believe we should put God, because, and you know, anything gospel is almost free. When gospel artists do their things, they make it almost free. But how many websites can you go and download Davido's song? No. You go to a place and stream it. As you are streaming, they are making dollars. And that's how you are empowering them. You are part of the problem. Of course, you should be wise. The Bible said, the worth of a man is not a function of the acquisition of wealth he has. Meaning your value is not tied to your money. Alright? You can have a lot of money and be valueless in the kingdom. Be valueless before God. Because your value is not tied to your money. The Bible says if anybody be in Christ is a new creation. What makes you new is you, agreeing and partaking in what Jesus has done for you in the New Testament. That's what makes you new. Now you that claim to be new. You are inspired by people because they have money. Just because they have money. You are inspired of people because they have money. Listen, he calls you the light of the world. Didn't you see it in your Bible? He said that a city set upon what? He said you cannot be hidden. That's what Jesus said about you. The light of the world. A city set upon hills. He said you cannot. Now, there's something beautiful he said about the church in Ephesians 3. Let's see from verse 10. Every time I read this part of scripture, my spirit bubbles. Of course, in the NKJV, if it's possible, or the Amplified, anyone? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. go back a little bit, go back to 9, just probably 8. Now Paul speaking, say to me, who am the less, the least of all the saints, this grace was given to me, that I should preach among the Gentiles the what? Unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable riches of Christ. You see that? Next part of scripture, then it says, meaning God has granted us grace to accessing his word, unsearchable word, riches. It's beyond money. And to make all see what is the fellowship of this mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. In the beginning it was hidden. It's no more hidden. Next part of scripture. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be known by the church. To what? The principalities. And what? In what? Meaning God has given us the privilege to show his glory not just to human beings, but even to spirits. Look at how great you are. We the church. I'm talking about me and you, not a beauty. You are bigger than a thief man. Far bigger than an idioma man. You are God's image and likeness. Are you listening to me? You can get things done in a minute. Get things changed in a minute. You know, I heard a preacher on Facebook. He said something beautiful. And I said in my heart, I said, I wish he didn't make the power of God look limited. He was talking about genotype. I was so mad. And he said something. He said, God does not change genotype. I laughed. I said, then you don't know God. I said, I've seen it from 1617. One of the first miracles I witnessed from my spiritual father. He said, pray. He wrote it, kept it, SS. She's SS. He said, we should pray. He changed to AA. There was a man I used to know many years ago. The man had SS. He was over 41 or 40 thereabout. He started praying and trusting God. And somehow, he discovered that before his next birthday, all of the symptoms of SS were not finding expression again. He was so shocked. He now said, let me go and do test. He was always scared of doing the test. When he went to do it, he was now AA. All the things were changed. I said, you don't know God. You know, sometimes people may make a mistake and they were not aware of these orientations and they get married. You are not finished when you get married. I hope you know that. The Lord was speaking to me about someone one time. He came to me, he was complaining, SS, we may have children. I said, Thus says the Lord, to your sixth generation, you will not have SS. He wasn't believing me. I said, to your sixth generation. Meaning you can decide to have birth to six children and stop before you start having SS. I said, do you want to have more than six? He said, God forbid, Pastor, just 2, 3. I said, that means you will never see it. It's true. It's true. Oh, glory to God. The power of God is wonderful. You see that? Then the devil want to waste your life. He want to steal from you. He want to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He begins to impute in you wrong ideologies. That's why the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He said they are mighty through God to pull it down. We're in a war. He's trying to impute wrong values, wrong beliefs. He wants you to buy into them. Do you know what it means for everybody to think that it is right to sing worldly songs? Do you know what it means? And Satan is making them powerful with the money. They live anyhow. They drink all sorts of substance. You are seeing somebody decaying and is a mentor. You know why? Because to you, life is important. Life is, you are successful as a human being when you have a lot of money. No! Listen, money is not your pursuit as a Christian. Money pursues you as a Christian. Money was designed to pursue you, not become your pursuit. Are you listening to me tonight? Listen, if you do life rightly, if you live right, life rightly, you will never pursue money. Money will pursue you. If you learn to be righteous as an individual, if you live life the way God wants you to live life, you will never be poor in life. You know why a lot of people are poor? They don't follow the values of the kingdom. If you are honest, if you are respectful, if you honor all the brethren, like scripture says, if you are just righteous, everything, prosperity will pursue you. The Bible says the path of the righteous, the path of it, the righteous, is like a what? Shining light. That what? Unto what? The Bible said to us, he said the lines are falling to us in pleasant places. We are not the one trying to get it. He said the lines are falling to us in what? He said, yea, we have a godly heritage. Hallelujah. You see that?
Yes.
If you learn to honor all people, you will honor everybody, both those God has sent to help you financially. But if you have a bad character, you honor those that you physically can descend that have money to bless you. You see? That means if you have a good character as a righteous, by default, you'll be blessed. If you learn to greet people nicely, if you are sincere as a human being, you wouldn't steal in your office, you will be successful. Because God is not foolish not to bless you. He said it in his word. He said, I will bless those that diligently, I will reward them, those that diligently seek me. In Galatians 6, he said, do not be weary in doing well. Do not grow weary. Meaning, there's a temptation to grow weary. You have never stolen from your boss. He's now misbehaving. It's a temptation to grow weary. I said, let me show him. This man thinks that many people have stolen from him. The Bible said, don't grow weary. He said, for in due time, there's going to be abundance in your life. There's going to be reward in your life. One time, probably the boss will remember. I say, you, this person. Everybody have been, but I've observed this person. I've observed this person. There was a story about a governor, El-Rufai, unbelievable. Somebody that seems to stand against Christianity. God used him to bless a police officer. This man, they say, if that man comes to any roadblock, cheating has ended. Especially when he's your senior. The man will just sit down and say, don't collect money from anybody. So he was just stagnated in a rank. They were mocking him. And the news were getting, people would come, they like him, they see him on the road, they are happy, some dashing money freely. And the news got to the governor. They came to him, called him to come over to the headquarters. He came, he was the one that came and promoted the man 3 times, 4 times the supposed rank. That was not that. The only thing, gave him about how many, almost 20, 30 million thereabout. Built him a house. And etc. See who God used. Somebody that was breaking church. God used him. He said, if your way please the Lord, even your enemies. That's the beauty of God's favor. You see that? And the guy was just righteous. He was just living righteously. Are you listening to me? That's all. No, I told the dear lady one time, I said, you don't need to be doing all these things, trying to kill yourself. Just live righteously. Live at the best you have. Live your best. If you don't have money to buy foundation, just rub powder, white powder. If you don't have white powder, just rub Vaseline. Just make sure you are not begging, borrowing. How can you borrow foundation to come to church? Things like that. I said, just be righteous. Live righteously. I can't imagine you as a lady going to knock your neighbor's house, Christian. Say, I beg, my foundation don't finish. Can I get some? And she wouldn't come to your church. Do you know some of these things, they paint us black? It's true. Imagine God in heaven writing about you. You are disgracing God. He says, since David prophesied, I've never seen the righteous forsaking. No beg for bread. You have begged for foundation. Not just bread. You have begged for gas. I beg, my gas just finished. I mean, they boiled beans. Righteous Christian. If you have begged for gas, is it bread you have not begged for? You know, many years ago, I had this neighbor. Very beautiful lady. I didn't know she could beg. I came to the compound. Very nice lady. Living with her boyfriend. Have one fine dog. Living like they are from America. We'll just greet each other and I'll go to my room. One day. I didn't judge her by that one day. It was very frequent. One day she came. Hello, Pastor. I said, hi, madam. Please, can I take my Indomie? Just, I don't know that you have Indomie. I said, oh, you can carry Indomie. No problem. In fact, I opened the kitchen. I said, take what you want. She took the indomie and took egg. Ah, pastor, you are enjoying, no? No problem. Do you know, I truly did not feel anything bad in my heart. I just felt like my sister would do the same. In fact, even worse. So, you can go. I just felt like it was the character of ladies, so no problem. God said, what God said, don't touch is what you like. So, you can just go. And she left. And my goodness, she saw an open door. An effectual door has been opened. The next day, onions. Another time, granite oil. Another time, pepper. Another time, gas. Oh, I was tired. I started getting scared. I said, what if one of my pastors come here and he sees this girl entering my kitchen? What would they think? I said, no, I must end this thing. Imagine Pastor Peter just come to my house. Professor, he's inside. You just check my kitchen. He's inside. He's resting. Hey. How did you know? How will I not know? He just left the kitchen. He's inside. Pastor Peter will be like, okay. I don't believe Prophet Simon can do something like this. What did Prophet Simon do? So I was looking for a way. The way finally came with style. And I took advantage of it. One time they fought with their boyfriend. They fought. They carried stick. I wanted to enter. I saw stick. I just came back. I said, when I saw all the stick and the blows and the rest, I was talking with one of my neighbors. I said, please, they should tell them that I don't want to be seeing them close to me. I don't want trouble. I don't want any of those. He said, I will tell them, pastor. I said, just tell them. And he said, okay, let me go and tell them. I said, you can go. I entered the door and locked my door. That was the last day. Now, she met Gina, one of our persons in church, and she told Gina that I'm a proud person. Gina said, but how is pastor proud? He said, he's proud. He used to carry himself too high. I said, Gina, if I tell you about this lady, are you ready to hear? She said, yes, sir. I said, ask her, my indomie, my egg, my onions, my gas. Ask, just, don't ask her too much, just small. Everything. I'll end with this. It's wrong to borrow. A borrower is a what? Slave to the lender. As long as you borrow, you paint God black. He said the righteous can never beg. Refuse to beg. Refuse to beg. All begging is begging. All borrowing is borrowing. Water from MTN is borrowing. If you arrange your life so strategically, calm down. Calm down. I don't know why you are getting this reaction. You people borrow from MTN? My God, there's trouble in this place. I hope you are not, you know, my mother one time, she said she sat down and she saw 5,000 in her account. When she checked, MTN said she borrowed money. She said she did not borrow money. Then you know what she did? She bought new Airtel SIM. In her birthday, I had to pay. I said, that your money? She said, no, I have Airtel now. I said, hey God. I now paid. Some people, when they borrow, they change SIM. Yeah. They are not in that nonsense. They just... Empty and disturbing me. Am I the only person? Even Tinibu is borrowing. They just approve it. You know, it just... You are not Tinibu, you are the righteous. You know, they approve almost how many trillion for us. They say, we will borrow. You people, you join and borrow. They say, Nigeria have borrowed. My God. Some of this money they are borrowing. I'm wondering whether they will sell this country one day. Because it's too big. Stop borrowing. Have you observed something? Bad character. If you keep on borrowing, you keep on borrowing. That's why Nigerian leaders are always borrowing. They don't always have. It's a bad character. If they put another of their generation leaders there, they will still borrow. They will borrow. Worry, borrow. Now Tinibu is borrowing. We hope Tinibu will not pass the baton to his next guy. If not, is a character problem. That is why you observe, since you remember yourself from secondary school, that you are doing your hand like this, you are still doing it now. You are still borrowing. If you get 2K, I beg, I I will pay you back. You know you will not pay. I swear to God, I will pay you back. You will not pay. It's a bad car. It's an addiction. Do you know you can borrow to a point you have, but you still want to borrow? I was talking with a dear man. Let me end like this. He said he started a business. And the business just started. Allowed the thing to grow. He said he's trying to open an account that will permit him to borrow. You just started business. Let it grow. You are trying to open an account that will permit you to borrow. That means the only sin is sin, even if you have started a business, is borrowing. Borrowing. Stop it. If you want to stop borrowing, you know how to arrange your life. You start, if you work with the wisdom of God, you will not borrow. A lot of times it is impromptu. And a few times, maybe you can be forgiven because you didn't plan it. But if it is your character, it's very bad. You are not supposed to be borrowing. Are you all listening? Some people are looking at me with a bony face. I don't know whether you are borrowing or what. I don't have business with you. I'm preaching the word of God. There's somebody, I've seen some of you looking at me like this. Which one is that one? I'll call your name. What kind of look is that one? Is it good to borrow? Go and pay the people you are borrowing. Some of you have blocked their number. Pay their money. You say, see, I did not kiss somebody. It's borrow, I borrow. Pay the money you borrow. It's wrong. You paint. That is why for me as an individual, even to collect money from certain people is very hard. Some people think I have pride. If you dash me money, I look at you before I collect it. See, take. For instance, it's not pride. I don't like to collect money from in-laws. I don't like. That means the person have pride. It's not pride, though. Because me, I used to feel like if you give me money now, you think you are the one helping me to live. You may be tempted one day to say, you that I'm even making alive. But that's what I don't want that day to happen. In fact, I want to be giving you money. So our in-law is giving us money. They say we marry our daughter. People used to say we marry her. You say we marry him. We married him into the family. You know, I told somebody, he said his elder brother sponsored the children of his senior brother. So they have firstborn. So he's even lucky. Elder brother used to sponsor children. He's very lucky. His own is very, he's blessed. He's sponsoring the children's school fees. And I say, why? Is it because he doesn't truly have money? You marry, you born children, you don't have money to sponsor them in school. Maybe the school you wanted to take them at, they pay 350,000. Carry them to the one that pay 50,000 and pay with pride. Sometimes when we listen to the story of some of our fathers of faith, I get inspired, like Bishop Oyedepo. He said his children were going to a particular school he couldn't afford. He said, remove them and bring them to this one I can afford. Do they speak dull today? Do you know some of the schools some of us went to? Maybe, probably some of us have better. There are people, you know, one time in Kaduna, I went to Indestar Primary and Secondary School, but there's a brother that went to Katumensi. You may not know that school. It was a school that we mock, we go, they smoke in the school, they play draft in the school, they play gambling in the school. School though, you come to your class early morning, Igbo is everywhere, you be cleaning Igbo. It was a school. That guy came out and became one of the best naval officer, academic wise. He's outside the country today. You can't believe that he came out from Katumensi. People that become, if you want to be stupid, you'll be stupid even if they put you in the best school. So be wise. Sometimes dignity is very important. Stop borrow. Husband will borrow from wife. You'll be shocked one day your wife will say, see that thing. I was telling some people yesterday, I said, you know, God did not design a woman to sponsor her family. If a woman starts sponsoring the family, there will be problem because God there will be problem. You don't know. What if she doesn't want it, she will still give you problem. It's not in our design to sponsor the house. They call you covering your own is only to say, sit down here. When they say money, you will sit down, let them bring money. And you are covering. Listen, you must have dignity as a man. Sometimes when we teach the word, we are tempted to say things like this because sometimes brothers think that they should come and marry them the way they are. Do you know, but sisters say that, brothers are saying that too. Marry me the way I am. I have vision. I may not have television today, but I have vision. They have used television, vision, revelation. The thing has finished now. Look for a new one. If you marry that man with television, you will see me in that television because I have vision. There are many with vision that they have not even gotten radio. And the woman have like 3 children now. All her children are in television. Be wise. If any man is not smiling to me, I'll have a problem with you. I want to teach you what it means to be a real man. Not those kind of men waiting for women to collect salary. No. When your wife collects salary, you start jumping wherever you are. Because you know, some people think I have pride when I talk like, it's not pride. If I reject the money, it's not because I am looking down on you. I know what I'm doing. The Bible says, as long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As you are talking like that, one day you talk something. But if I don't call it, you will not have impetus to talk some things one day. I'll say, sit down. It's the truth. Learn dignity. Are you all here tonight? My dad told me many years ago, he said, even the food you don't eat will respect you. Many years ago, even the food you don't eat will respect you. You know, it's very hard to reject food. You people should be sincere. Talk to me. They keep fried rice and your mother is looking at you like this, telling you touch and die. Do you have that kind of mother? Just put that thing for your mouth to make you see it. Girl. She just gave you, Oche, eat now. Why are you looking at the food like that? Say, no, mommy, I'm not in the mood. Tell them. When you hear eat now, you know what they mean by eat now. It's not easy to reject food. It's not. That's why my dad said, if even the food you reject will what? Respect you. It will respect you. Be somebody that's why, you know, for these people in Benue, they will carry bag. A politician is passing. Somebody stealing your money is passing. Giving you peanuts. They will carry bag, pull leaf. All vaccine. And they are, you know, I told you a story of one that nearly hit me. I just stopped. He nearly hit my side mirror. I said, if you had hit this mirror today, young man, I would have shown you something you have never seen in your life. You know, I'm not a bloody civilian. I would have shown you something you would have never understood in your life. You know what my pain was? The fact that as an older man like you carry leaf put on a bike and you are following another man. Overseen. Do not pour for 500, you start fighting. That's a peasant life. That's the proof of the consequence of death, the death fall of man. That means as a man, you must be hardworking. You can't just sit down. You must be hardworking. Money is not coming. Look for something. Not Yahoo. You there's always a way out. You start proving it at this age of 20 now. You are sitting down. Nothing in the house. You are big girls. You are a failure already. People are making money at your age. You're on Facebook saying, hi there, you look beautiful. Go and make money and serve Jesus. I always tell people, Mark Zuckerberg don't have 2 head. Look at him. Do you see me 2 head? Yet he's controlling all of us with Facebook. That's why I love what Pastor Chris is doing. Some of the greatest tech guys in the world, they are connected to him. I like what they are doing. Have you seen King's Chat before? I'm building my own guys here, small. We are getting there. We'll rule this world. I heard they've banned Disney from X, which is a beautiful thing, because they are now teaching in Disney now, boys kiss boys. Cartoon, your child is watching cartoon, a boy is kissing a boy in cartoon. It's an agenda. It's an agenda. We are going to raise our own guys. There will no AI, there will no robotics, they will create King Disney. Oh, you didn't get what I just said. Their own is Disney, our own is King Disney. Did you understand? Kingdom. King's kids, whatever, we'll do it. You know, I've started writing my portfolio for Sunday's children's school. I've been doing it since, so don't think it's because I'm expecting a child. I've been doing it since. Very soon, we're changing the world. Go back home in an instruction, delete all Davido's Wizkid Burna Boy song. Delete them. Are you all hearing me? I know you are not. You didn't see this one coming. Pastor, I've instructed you. 2 Timothy 3:16. When I teach you doctrine, I reprove you, I correct you, and I what? Instruct you. Now I've instructed you after teaching you all of these things. Go back home. Carry your phone. Delete all the song. Because as you are hearing them, you are inviting demons in your house. You may not believe me, say, where pastor? Ufakwa, momonga. But I know what I'm telling you. The things which are not seen are more. Bow your heads and pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
And how we bless your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful word. We bless your name. And how we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful word. We love your name. How we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful word. We love your name. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. How we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful word. We love your name. And how we love your name, Jesus, you're a beautiful word. We love your name. We love the fragrance of your holy name. You came and brought us into the reign of grace. We love the fragrance of your holy name. You came and brought us into the reign of grace. We love the fragrance of your holy name. You came and brought us into the reign of grace. No other God can be called. No other God can be called a friend. No other God can be called Redeemer. No other God's coming back again. And how we
sing it from the depth of your heart, everyone. Woo! Glory to God. One more time. Oh, how we love your name. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Let every other name fade away. Every other name fade. Ooh. Let every other name fail. Every other name, every other name, every other name. Let every other name in my life, my family, my character fade. Let every other name. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away, fade away. Every other name. Let every other name fade away. These days only you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise. He didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name. The name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. What a beautiful name. Nothing compares to it. Oh, 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 what a beautiful name it is, the name of. Oh, thank you, Lord. That could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the burst of sin and grave. The heavens are open. The praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, and you have no equal, now forever, God, you reign. Oh God, yours is the King. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all. You have no rival. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Oh, Holy Spirit, yours is the King. Your sister glory. Oh no. Your sister name. Your sister name. Oh, oh. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name. Oh, the name of Jesus. Ah, Libra Handa Shakara Nisa. Nothing compares to it. Nothing compares to it. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Spirit. We love you, Jesus.
We love you above all things. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' gracious name we worship. Hallelujah.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.